Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, wellness warriors. It's Alex here, and I hope you're having a fantastic day. You know, I was thinking about something this morning as I was rushing to get my green smoothie ready before a client call. It hit me. We're all so focused on our physical health, but what about what's going on upstairs? That's right, today we're diving into the world of mental wellness, and trust me, it's just as important as those bicep curls you've been perfecting. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, I barely have time to floss, let alone focus on my mental health. But here's the thing, your mental wellness affects everything you do, from how you handle that stressful work presentation to how you interact with your loved ones. It's not just about avoiding mental illness, it's about thriving in your day-to-day life. Let me share a quick story. Last year, I was burning the candle at both ends, trying to be superhuman. Spoiler alert, it didn't end well. I found myself stressed, anxious, and honestly not very fun to be around. That's when I realized I needed to prioritize my mental wellness just as much as my physical health. So what exactly is mental wellness? Think of it as your mind's fitness routine. It's about nurturing your emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It's how you process your thoughts, manage your emotions, and connect with others. And just like physical fitness, it requires consistent effort and attention. Now, I'm not saying you need to become a Zen master overnight. Small steps can make a big difference. For instance, have you tried the 3 good things exercise? Each night, jot down 3 positive things that happened during your day. It might seem simple, but trust me, it can shift your entire perspective. Remember, your mind and body are connected. That kale salad you had for lunch, it's not just fueling your body, it's feeding your brain too. And that workout you squeezed in this morning, it's boosting your mood as well as your muscles. As we wrap up, I want you to ask yourself, what's one small thing you can do today to nurture your mental wellness? Maybe it's taking a 5-minute breather, calling a friend, or simply enjoying your coffee without scrolling through your phone. Whatever it is, your future self will thank you for it. Stay tuned, because we've got so much more to explore on this journey to mental wellness. And remember, a healthy mind is the secret ingredient to a truly healthy life. For more tips and resources, check out our website, nutritionally.com. Now let's keep this mental wellness party going. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you're feeling energized and ready to dive deeper into our mental wellness journey. You know, as a wellness coach, I've seen firsthand how common mental health challenges can sneak up on even the healthiest of individuals. It's like that surprise burpee in a workout. You know it's coming, but it still catches you off guard. Let's talk about the big 3 that I see most often: stress, anxiety, and depression. Now, I'm not just throwing these terms around lightly. These are real challenges that can have a significant impact on our daily lives. First up, stress. Oh boy, is this one familiar. Remember that time I told you about burning the candle at both ends? That was Stress City, population, me. Stress is like that over-enthusiastic personal trainer who keeps pushing you even when you're ready to collapse. It can leave you feeling overwhelmed, irritable, and even physically exhausted. Then there's anxiety, the uninvited guest at the party of life. It's that nagging voice that whispers, "What if?" in your ear at 3 a.m. Anxiety can make you feel like you're constantly on edge, waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's like trying to do a yoga pose on a wobble board, challenging and sometimes downright scary. And let's not forget about depression. This one's a bit trickier to spot sometimes. It's not just feeling sad, it's more like someone's turned down the volume on life. Colors seem a bit duller, joy feels harder to come by, and motivation, well, it feels like it's taken an extended vacation. Now, I know this all sounds pretty heavy, but here's the thing. Recognizing these challenges is the first step in addressing them. It's like identifying the weak spots in your fitness routine. Once you know what you're dealing with, you can start working on strategies to manage and overcome these challenges. And remember, experiencing these feelings doesn't mean you're broken or weak. Just like how sore muscles after a workout mean you're growing stronger, these mental health challenges can be opportunities for growth and self-discovery. I want you to know that if you're dealing with any of these challenges, you're not alone. In fact, I'd bet that most of us have faced at least one of these at some point in our lives. The key is to reach out for support when you need it, whether that's to a friend, a family member, or a mental health professional. As we move forward in our mental wellness journey, keep in mind that acknowledging these challenges is a sign of strength, not weakness. It's all part of the process of becoming the healthiest, happiest version of yourself. Stay tuned, because up next, we'll be exploring some practical strategies to boost your mental wellness. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. And remember, for more information and resources, head over to our website, nutritionally.com. Let's keep this mental wellness conversation going. Welcome back, Wellness Warriors. I hope you're ready to roll up your sleeves and get practical. We've talked about the challenges. Now let's dive into some strategies that can help you boost your mental wellness. Think of these as your mental health toolkit, always there when you need a quick fix or a major overhaul. First up, let's talk about the power of positivity. Now, I'm not suggesting we all walk around with permanent grins plastered on our faces. That would be, well, a bit creepy, honestly. But there's something to be said for consciously balancing our positive and negative emotions. Try this. For every negative thought that pops into your head, challenge yourself to come up with two positive ones. It's like playing mental tennis, and trust me, it gets easier with practice. Next on our list is gratitude. I know, it sounds a bit cliche, but hear me out. Practicing gratitude is like giving your brain a daily dose of feel-good vitamins. I've got a little gratitude ritual that I do every morning. Before I even get out of bed, I think of three things I'm grateful for. Some days it's as simple as, I'm grateful for my cozy blanket. And you know what? That's perfectly okay. Now let's not forget about the mind-body connection. Taking care of your physical health is crucial for your mental wellness. It's like building a strong foundation for a house. Regular exercise, getting enough sleep, and eating a balanced diet all play a huge role in how we feel mentally. Remember that time I told you about my burnout? Well, part of my recovery involved prioritizing my physical health. I started with small steps, a 10-minute walk here, swapping out a sugary snack there. Here's a strategy that's been a game changer for me, mindfulness. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a meditation guru overnight. Mindfulness can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths and focusing on the present moment. It's like hitting the pause button on life's remote control. Try this. Next time you're feeling overwhelmed, take a minute to focus on your breathing. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Simple, right? But incredibly effective. Lastly, let's talk about the power of social connections. In our digital age, it's easy to forget the importance of real, face-to-face interactions. But maintaining strong social connections is crucial for our mental wellness. It's like having a personal cheerleading squad. So make time for those coffee dates with friends or that weekly call with your mom. Trust me, your mental health will thank you. Remember, implementing these strategies is not about perfection. It's about progress. Start small, be consistent, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Mental wellness is a journey, not a destination. As we wrap up this section, I want you to think about one strategy you can start implementing today. Maybe it's starting a gratitude journal or scheduling a catch-up with an old friend. Whatever it is, take that first step. Stay tuned, because up next, we'll be talking about how to build these strategies into a sustainable mental health routine. It's going to be good, folks. And as always, for more tips and resources, check out our website, nutritionally.com. Let's keep nurturing that beautiful mind of yours. All right, Wellness Warriors, we're back and ready to build something amazing, your very own mental health routine. Think of this as creating a customized workout plan, but for your mind. Just like you wouldn't expect to get fit by hitting the gym once in a blue moon, nurturing your mental health requires consistency. So let's design a routine that fits seamlessly into your life. First up, let's talk about mindfulness and meditation. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Alex, I can't sit still for 5 minutes, let alone meditate. Trust me, I've been there. But here's the secret. Start small. Even just a minute or two of focused breathing can make a difference. I started with a simple guided meditation app, just 5 minutes a day. Before I knew it, I was looking forward to that little pocket of calm in my hectic day. Next on our mental health routine blueprint, journaling. Now, don't panic. I'm not asking you to write the next great American novel. Journaling can be as simple as jotting down a few thoughts before bed. It's like giving your brain a chance to decompress and process the day. I keep a notebook by my bedside, and some nights I write pages, other nights just a sentence or two. The key is consistency, not quantity. Let's not forget about social activities in our routine. I know after a long day, sometimes the last thing you want to do is socialize. But hear me out. Social connections are like vitamins for your mental health. Try scheduling a weekly catch-up with a friend, even if it's just a quick coffee or a walk in the park. It's amazing how a good laugh with a buddy can shift your entire mood. Now here's a crucial component of our mental health routine that often gets overlooked. Sleep. Oh boy, do I have a story about this one. There was a time when I thought I could survive on 5 hours of sleep a night. Spoiler alert, I couldn't. I was cranky, forgetful, and my mental health took a nosedive. Now I prioritize my sleep like it's my job, because, in a way, it is. Try setting a consistent bedtime and wake-up time, even on weekends. Your brain will thank you. Here's a tip. Create a wind-down ritual before bed. Maybe it's reading a few pages of a book, doing some gentle stretches, or listening to calming music. It's like giving your brain a lullaby, signaling that it's time to switch off. Remember, building a mental health routine is not about perfection. It's about creating habits that support your well-being. Start small, be consistent, and most importantly, be patient with yourself. It's okay if you miss a day or if something doesn't work for you. The beauty of this routine is that it's yours to customize. As we wrap up this section, I want you to think about one element you can add to your daily routine to support your mental health. Maybe it's setting aside 5 minutes for meditation or committing to a regular bedtime. Whatever it is, start today. Your future self will thank you. Stay tuned, because up next, we're going to explore how nutrition plays a role in our mental health. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. And as always, for more tips and resources, head over to our website, nutritionally.com. Let's keep building those healthy habits, one day at a time. Welcome back, Wellness Warriors. We're about to dive into a topic that's near and dear to my heart and stomach. That's right, we're exploring the fascinating world of nutrition and mental health. Who knew that what's on your plate could have such a big impact on what's going on in your head? You know, it's funny. We often obsess over how food affects our waistlines or our energy levels, but we don't always connect the dots to our mood and mental well-being. Let me tell you, the connection is real and it's powerful. I remember when I first started paying attention to how different foods affected my mood. It was like being a detective in my own kitchen. I noticed that on days when I loaded up on processed foods and sugar, I felt like I was on an emotional roller coaster. Up, down, all around. It wasn't pretty, folks. But here's the exciting part. A balanced diet rich in nutrients can actually support your mental well-being. It's like giving your brain the best fuel to run on. Think of your mind as a high-performance car. Sure, it might run on regular gasoline, but fill it up with premium fuel and watch it purr. Now, I want to share something really interesting I've learned recently about a particular diet that's been making waves in the mental health world, the ketogenic diet. Some fascinating research suggests that a ketogenic diet might have positive effects on mental health. Here's the scoop. A ketogenic diet, which is high in fats and low in carbs, has been shown to improve something called mitochondrial function. I know, big word alert. But basically, mitochondria are like the power plants of our cells. When they're working well, our brain functions better. And get this, some studies have found that this diet might help reduce symptoms of depression and even schizophrenia. Pretty mind-blowing, right? But hey, I'm not saying you need to completely overhaul your diet overnight. Small changes can make a big difference. Maybe it's adding more leafy greens to your meals, or swapping out that afternoon candy bar for some nuts and berries. Every little bit counts. One of my favorite mood-boosting foods? Dark chocolate. Yep, you heard that right. A small square of dark chocolate can give you a hit of feel-good chemicals in your brain. It's like a little edible hug for your mind. Just remember, moderation is key. Now, I want to be clear. Nutrition isn't a magic cure-all for mental health issues. If you're struggling, it's always important to seek professional help. But paying attention to what you eat can be a powerful tool in your mental wellness toolkit. As we wrap up this section, I challenge you to pay attention to how different foods make you feel over the next week. Keep a little food mood journal if you like. You might be surprised at what you discover. Stay tuned, because coming up next, we're going to explore another crucial aspect of mental wellness. And remember, for more information on nutrition and mental health, check out our website, nutritionally.com. Let's keep nourishing our minds and bodies with the good stuff. Hey there, wellness warriors. Welcome back to our mental health journey. We've talked about food for the mind, and now we're going to explore something equally exciting, the incredible connection between our physical and mental health. Buckle up, because this is where things get really interesting. You know, it's funny how we often think of our body and mind as separate entities. But let me tell you, they're more like best friends who influence each other's every move. It's like they're doing a constant dance together, and when one steps out of rhythm, the other feels it too. I remember when I first really understood this connection. I was going through a particularly stressful period at work, and I noticed I was getting more headaches and my back was constantly tense. At first, I thought, great, now my body's falling apart too. But then it hit me. My mental stress was manifesting physically. Mind blown. But here's the good news. This connection works both ways. Just as mental stress can affect our physical health, taking care of our bodies can have a profound impact on our mental well-being. It's like a beautiful, virtuous cycle. Let's talk about exercise for a moment. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Ugh, Alex, not another lecture about hitting the gym. But hear me out. Exercise isn't just about sculpting those abs or building biceps. It's a powerful mood booster and stress buster. When we exercise, our bodies release these amazing chemicals called endorphins. I like to think of them as nature's own happy pills. They help reduce pain and trigger positive feelings in the body. Ever heard of the runner's high? That's endorphins at work. But it's not just about the biochemistry. Regular physical activity can also boost your confidence, improve your sleep, and reduce anxiety. It's like a triple threat against mental health challenges. Now, I'm not saying you need to become a marathon runner overnight. Even small amounts of physical activity can make a big difference. Maybe it's a brisk walk during your lunch break or a quick yoga session before bed. The key is consistency. Sleep is another crucial factor in this body-mind connection. I used to wear my lack of sleep like a badge of honor, thinking I was being super productive. Boy, was I wrong. Lack of sleep doesn't just make us grumpy and foggy-headed. It can actually increase our risk of developing mental health issues like depression and anxiety. On the flip side, getting good quality sleep can improve our mood, help us manage stress better, and even boost our creativity. It's like hitting the reset button for our brains every night. Here's a little tip I've found helpful. Try to maintain a consistent sleep schedule, even on weekends. Your body clock will thank you, and so will your mind. As we wrap up this section, I want you to think about one small change you can make to improve your physical health. Maybe it's adding a 10-minute walk to your daily routine or setting a regular bedtime. Remember, small steps can lead to big changes. Stay tuned, because up next, we're going to explore the power of social connections in maintaining mental health. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. And as always, for more tips and resources, check out our website, nutritionally.com. Let's keep nurturing that beautiful mind-body connection. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you're ready to dive into one of my favorite topics, the incredible importance of social connections for our mental health. You know, in this digital age, it's easy to think we're more connected than ever. But let's be real, scrolling through social media isn't quite the same as genuine human interaction. I'll never forget the time I realized just how crucial social connections are. It was during a particularly busy period in my life. I was so focused on work and my fitness goals that I'd unintentionally isolated myself from friends and family. Sure, I was achieving my targets, but something felt off. I was accomplishing things, but I wasn't really sharing them with anyone. It was like watching a movie alone. No one to laugh with, no one to discuss the plot twists. That's when it hit me. We humans are social creatures. We're wired for connection. It's not just a nice to have, it's a need to have for our mental well-being. Think of social connections as the invisible threads that hold our mental health tapestry together. Now, I know what some of you introverts out there might be thinking, but Alex, socializing drains me. And that's totally valid. The key is finding the right balance and the right type of social interactions for you. It's not about the quantity of your social connections, but the quality. Let me share a little trick I've learned. I call it the connection check-in. Once a week, I make it a point to have a meaningful interaction with someone I care about. Sometimes it's a long phone call with my sister. Other times it's meeting a friend for coffee. The important thing is that it's a real, genuine connection, not just a quick text or emoji exchange. You know what's fascinating? Research shows that strong social connections can actually boost our immune system, lower anxiety and depression, and even increase our longevity. It's like having a superpower that we often overlook. But here's the thing. Building and maintaining social connections takes effort, especially as we get older. It's easy to let friendships slide when we're juggling work, family, and other responsibilities. That's why we need to be intentional about it. Here's a challenge for you. This week, reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while. It could be an old friend, a family member, or even a former colleague. Just check in, see how they're doing. You might be surprised at how good it makes both of you feel. And hey, if you're feeling a bit socially rusty, that's okay too. Start small. Maybe join a club related to one of your interests, or volunteer for a cause you care about. These are great ways to meet like-minded people and build new connections. Remember, it's not about having a huge social circle. Even a few close, meaningful relationships can make a world of difference to your mental health. It's about having people you can laugh with, cry with, and share life's ups and downs with. As we wrap up this section, I want you to think about your own social connections. Are you nurturing them? Are there areas where you could strengthen your social bonds? Remember, investing in your social health is investing in your mental health. Stay tuned, because coming up next, we're going to explore how mindfulness practices can boost our mental well-being. It's going to be enlightening, folks. And as always, for more tips and resources on building strong social connections, check out our website, nutritionally.com. Let's keep building those beautiful social bonds. Welcome back, Wellness Warriors. Are you ready to dive into the wonderful world of mindfulness and meditation? I know, some of you might be thinking, Alex, I can't even sit still for 5 minutes, let alone meditate. Trust me, I've been there. But stick with me, because these techniques could be game changers for your mental health. Let me share a little story. A few years ago, I was the poster child for a stressed out, always on the go lifestyle. My mind was constantly racing, jumping from one thought to the next like a caffeinated squirrel. That's when a friend suggested I try mindfulness. My first reaction? Ha! I don't have time to sit around thinking about nothing. Oh, how wrong I was. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind or achieving some zen-like state of bliss. It's about being present in the moment, aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like giving your mind a mini vacation from the constant chatter. Here's a simple mindfulness technique you can try right now. Take a deep breath. Now, focus on the sensation of the air entering your nostrils, filling your lungs, and then leaving your body. That's it. You've just practiced mindfulness. See, not so scary, right? Now let's talk about meditation. I used to think meditation was only for monks in mountaintop monasteries, but it turns out anyone can meditate, and you don't need any special equipment or a fancy cushion. Here's a beginner-friendly meditation technique I love. It's called the 5-4-3-2-1 method. Start by sitting comfortably and taking a few deep breaths. Then, name 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. This simple exercise grounds you in the present moment and can be incredibly calming. You know what's amazing about mindfulness and meditation? They're like a gym workout for your brain. Regular practice can actually change the structure of your brain, increasing gray matter in areas associated with learning, memory, and emotional regulation. It's like giving your brain a strength training session. But here's the key. Consistency is more important than duration. It's better to meditate for 5 minutes every day than for an hour once a week. Start small, maybe with just 2 minutes a day, and gradually increase the time as you get more comfortable. And remember, there's no such thing as a perfect meditation. Your mind will wander, and that's okay. The practice is in noticing when your mind has wandered and gently bringing it back to your focus. It's like training a puppy. It takes patience and repetition. Here's a fun fact. Mindfulness and meditation can also help with stress eating. By making us more aware of our thoughts and feelings, they can help us recognize when we're eating out of emotion rather than hunger. It's like having a built-in nutritionist in your brain. As we wrap up this section, I challenge you to try a mindfulness or meditation practice every day for the next week. It could be as simple as taking 3 mindful breaths before each meal. Notice how it affects your mood, your stress levels, and even your sleep. Stay tuned, because up next, we're going to explore how to build resilience and cope with life's challenges. It's going to be empowering, folks. And as always, for more mindfulness and meditation resources, check out our website, nutritionally.com. Let's keep nurturing that beautiful mind of yours. Welcome back, Wellness Warriors. We've made it to one of the most crucial topics in our mental health journey, stress management. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, are you going to tell me to just relax? Well, if only it were that simple, right? But don't worry, I've got some practical tips that'll help you tackle stress like a pro. Let me start with a little confession. A few years ago, I was what you might call a stress junkie. I wore my busy schedule like a badge of honor, thinking that being stressed meant I was being productive. Boy, was I wrong. It took a mini meltdown during a yoga class. Yes, even wellness coaches have those, for me to realize I needed to change my relationship with stress. First things first, let's talk about identifying stress. Sometimes stress can be sneaky. It might show up as irritability, trouble sleeping, or even physical symptoms like headaches or muscle tension. Learning to recognize these signs is like having an early warning system for your mental health. Now, onto the good stuff, stress management techniques. One of my favorites is the 4-7-8 breathing technique. Here's how it works. Breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. It's like hitting the reset button for your nervous system. I use this technique before big meetings or whenever I feel overwhelmed. Give it a try right now. I'll wait. Another powerful tool in your stress-busting arsenal is time management. I know, easier said than done, but hear me out. Try breaking your day into focused 25-minute work sessions followed by 5-minute breaks. It's called the Pomodoro Technique, and it's a game changer. It's like interval training for your brain. Now let's talk about the power of no. This was a tough one for me to learn, but it's been transformative. We often take on too much, thinking we're being helpful or productive. But overcommitting is a one-way ticket to stress city. Learning to say no to non-essential commitments is like decluttering your schedule. It creates space for what truly matters. Exercise is another fantastic stress buster. And before you groan, remember, it doesn't have to mean hours at the gym. Even a 10-minute walk can work wonders for your stress levels. It's like taking your mind for a little vacation. Here's a tip that might surprise you. Laughter really is the best medicine when it comes to stress. Watch a funny video, call that friend who always makes you giggle, or try a laughter yoga class. It's like a stress-melting superpower that we often forget we have. And let's not forget about the power of unplugging. In our hyper-connected world, constant notifications can be a major source of stress. Try setting aside some tech-free time each day. It's like giving your brain a mini digital detox. Remember, stress management isn't about eliminating stress completely. That's not realistic. It's about building resilience and finding healthy ways to cope. It's like strengthening your mental muscles so you can handle whatever life throws your way. As we wrap up this section, I challenge you to pick one stress management technique we've discussed and commit to trying it for the next week. It could be the breathing exercise, a daily walk, or scheduling some tech-free time. Notice how it affects your stress levels and overall well-being. Stay tuned, because up next we've got our final section where we'll be wrapping up everything we've learned and setting you up for success on your mental wellness journey. It's going to be inspiring, folks. And as always, for more stress management tips and resources, check out our website, nutritionally.com. Let's keep building that stress resilience. Welcome back, Wellness Warriors. We've reached our final stop on this mental health journey, and what a ride it's been. We're wrapping up with a topic that ties everything together, cultivating a positive mindset. Now, I'm not talking about slapping on a fake smile and pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. We're diving into the real sustainable ways to foster positivity in your life. You know, I used to be a bit of a pessimist. I'd call it being realistic. But let's be honest, I was seeing the glass half empty more often than not. It wasn't until I realized how much this mindset was affecting my mental health that I decided to make a change. First things first, let's talk about the power of gratitude. I know it sounds cliche, but hear me out. Starting your day by thinking of three things you're grateful for can shift your entire perspective. It's like putting on a pair of rose-tinted glasses, but in a good way. I keep a gratitude journal by my bedside, and let me tell you, on tough days, flipping through those pages is like a warm hug for my mind. Next up, let's chat about reframing negative thoughts. This was a game changer for me. When something goes wrong, our brains often jump to the worst-case scenario. But what if we challenged those thoughts? For example, instead of thinking, "I'm terrible at this," try, "I'm still learning and improving." It's like being your own supportive coach instead of a harsh critic. Here's a fun exercise I love, the "What Went Well" technique. At the end of each day, write down three things that went well and why. It could be as simple as, "I enjoyed my morning coffee because I took the time to savor it." This trains your brain to look for the positive, even in small moments. Now let's talk about the company you keep. Jim Rohn famously said, "You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with." Surrounding yourself with positive, supportive people can have a huge impact on your mindset. It's like having your own personal cheerleading squad. Another powerful tool is visualization. Athletes use this technique all the time, but it's not just for sports. Spend a few minutes each day visualizing your goals and the positive outcomes you want in your life. It's like creating a mental blueprint for success. And here's something that might surprise you. Physical posture can affect your mindset. Try this. Sit up straight, shoulders back, chin up. Feel the difference? It's amazing how a simple change in posture can boost your confidence and mood. It's like doing a power pose for your mind. Remember, cultivating a positive mindset isn't about ignoring life's challenges. It's about approaching them with resilience and optimism. It's like building emotional muscles. The more you practice, the stronger you get. As we wrap up this final section, I want to leave you with a challenge. For the next week, try incorporating one positive mindset practice into your daily routine. Maybe it's the gratitude journal or the "What Went Well" exercise. Notice how it affects your overall mood and outlook. We've covered so much ground in this podcast series, from understanding mental wellness to practical strategies, nutrition, physical health, social connections, mindfulness, stress management, and now cultivating a positive mindset. Remember, mental wellness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep nurturing that beautiful mind of yours. Thank you for joining me on this mental wellness adventure. I hope you found it as enlightening and empowering as I have. For more resources, tips, and support on your mental wellness journey, don't forget to visit our website, nutritionally.com. Here's to your mental health and happiness. Until next time, keep shining, Wellness Warriors. Thank you for joining us on the nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and visit nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.